USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Republican John James conceded his Senate campaign on Tuesday evening and congratulated Democrat Gary Peters for winning his second term as Michigan's junior senator.
Our campaign did something that has never been done before. We gave away campaign money to help people in need. Over $1 million to homeless shelters, soup kitchens, groups to help hurting veterans, victims of domestic violence, and more money's on the way.
Peters secured a winning margin of roughly 92,000 votes. President-elect Joe Biden said outreach from the Trump administration has been sincere since the General Services Administration gave the green light Monday. Biden told reporters, "They're already working on my ability to get presidential daily briefs. We're already working out meetings with the COVID team in the White House and how to not only distribute, but get from a vaccine being distributed to a person able to get vaccinated." President Trump has not conceded and is still fighting legal challenges to the November 3rd election. USA Radio News.
President Trump has exposed the big media, phony polls, voter fraud, fake news, and everyone is turning away from Fox News. If you're tired of Fox, you can now watch Newsmax TV. President Trump is tweeting about Newsmax all the time. Millions are tuning in, and Newsmax is breaking records. Watch Newsmax TV every night for Greg Kelly, Sean Spicer, Chris Salcedo, and more. Plus, get the latest from Dick Morris, Rudy Giuliani, Michelle Malkin, Alan Dershowitz, Diamond and Silk, and Mike Huckabee. President Trump says he watches Newsmax and likes it. Newsmax is on all major cable systems. Check your cable guide. Also, get Newsmax TV for free on Roku, Zumo, YouTube, Pluto, Apple TV, and even smart TVs like Samsung Plus and LG. Download the free Newsmax TV app on your iPhone or Android and watch us anytime, anywhere. Newsmax is real news for real people.
An international dog sled race that draws thousands of spectators to northern New England for 30 years will not take place in 2021 because of the pandemic. Organizers said the event in Fort Kent, Maine, the Can-Am Crown International Dog Sled Races, wouldn't be safe to hold this year. Plus, the races would have also been complicated by border restrictions in place between the United States and Canada. Elon Musk on Monday became America's second richest person, surpassing Bill Gates. The 49-year-old entrepreneur has a net worth of $127.9 billion. Musk added $100.3 billion to his net worth this year, the most of anyone on Bloomberg's Billionaires Index. Amazon's Jeff Bezos at $179 billion ranks him number one. Purdue Pharma, the company that invented OxyContin, pleaded guilty Tuesday to three federal criminal charges. 470,000 deaths have been blamed on opioids like OxyContin for over 20 years. Purdue agreed to pay $8 billion as the company moves through bankruptcy court.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
He released 11 studio albums since 1986. He had 17 entries on the Billboard Hot Country Song Charts, including three that reached number two. American country music artist Hal Ketchum has died from complications of Alzheimer's disease. In April of 2019, his wife Andrea announced Hal had dementia and could no longer perform. Hal Ketchum died at home in Fisher, Texas at the age of 67. COVID-19 mandates on New Yorkers for the, not me, USA Radio News' Val Dior explains.
Governor Andrew Cuomo will no longer see his elderly mother and two daughters for Thanksgiving after facing backlash for contradicting his own advice to stay away from loved ones. He said in a radio interview Monday on WAMC-FM that his 89-year-old mother and two daughters, none of whom live with him, will attend Thanksgiving at his home. Following backlash, his spokesman now tells the Daily Caller that given the current circumstances with COVID, he will have to work through Thanksgiving and will not be seeing them. Though his Thanksgiving plans did comply with his own order that no more than 10 people gather, the plans do contradict the CDC's guidance that the safest way to celebrate Thanksgiving is to celebrate at home with the people you live with. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
USA Radio News.